It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When Wisconsin's Republican governor succeeded last spring in curbing the collective bargaining rights of public employees, he made a lot of people mad. Now, opponents of Scott Walker are circulating petitions in a campaign to recall him from office. Marty Michelson of member station WUWM reports.
It's just after work on a recent weekday, and about a dozen people are gathering at a small clubhouse on Milwaukee's east side.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
You here for training, too?
Yes.
These middle-aged men and women are here to be trained on how to circulate petitions to get the signatures needed to recall Governor Scott Walker. Nathaniel Hack is with the group United Wisconsin that's coordinating this petition drive.
I would like to go in a circle and get all of your names and why you want to recall Scott Walker.
The mere mention of Scott Walker's name sparks a visceral negative reaction in this group. For retired police officer John Harrington, the anger runs deep.
But the voter ID thing bothered me a whole lot. Besides, I've had a lifelong aversion to anybody that beats up on people. I don't like bullies. I don't like bullies with money who have an office.
Harrington is one of thousands of people who've been trained in the past few weeks to circulate recall petitions. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate says petitioners will fan out in all 72 counties.
You're going to see them everywhere. You know, I think that you'll have people outside the parking lots of shopping malls over the holiday season. There'll be people at the deer cleaning stands over deer hunting. You know, we're really going to be in every aspect of Wisconsin life wherever there's people.
Tate is shooting for 700,000 signatures, though only a half million valid ones will be needed. But getting those signatures in this sharply divided state may pose to be a bit of a challenge. Matt Warner is sipping coffee at a cafe in Shorewood, just north of Milwaukee. The 39-year-old former truck driver says he supports the governor's budget cuts and won't sign a petition to force a recall election.
I think what he's trying to do is a decent thing. You know, without sounding cliche, you're going to have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Generally speaking, when you're trying to pull off this kind of trick, you got to make some hard decisions, and not everybody's going to be happy with it.
But a trick is exactly what some Wisconsin residents think was played on them because Walker didn't campaign on the union cuts last year. Already, Walker's allies are beginning to fight back. Television viewers in some parts of the state are seeing ads in support of the governor, such as this one sponsored by the conservative group Americans for Prosperity.
Today, Wisconsin has eliminated its deficit, reducing the strain on local governments. Now, local officials have the flexibility to reduce spending while protecting vital services.
History does appear to be on Walker's side. Only two governors have ever been recalled: North Dakota's Governor Lynn Frazier, who was kicked out of office in 1921, and more recently, California Governor Gray Davis, who was recalled in 2003. Gary Moncrief teaches political science at Boise State University. He says Wisconsin petitioners have to gather signatures equal to 25% of the votes cast in the last gubernatorial election.
In California, I believe it's 12% of the people who voted in the last election. So proportionally, about half as many people in California had to sign a petition as in Wisconsin.
But momentum for recall appears to be building. That's especially true after Ohio voters rejected collective bargaining restrictions at the polls just last week. Officials in Wisconsin say they've recruited 8,000 people to circulate petitions in their effort to gather the half million valid signatures needed to force Governor Scott Walker to face a recall election next spring. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.